The Lewis Sheriff's Office is teaming up with Fiveco Area Drug Task Force, also known as FADE. The Ledger Independent reports FADE's job will be to identify and destroy any illegal channels of drugs that filter into Lewis and surrounding counties, as well as arresting drug dealers and seizing their financial assets. Lewis Sheriff Johnny Bivens says the arrangement with FADE will help his county ward off a growing problem in northeast Kentucky, the sale and use of illegal drugs.
I don't know if I could get our constituents to agree with this. We do have a drug problem. I don't think it's near as bad as some of the surrounding counties or Scioto County, which is in Ohio. But it's going to be 6 months from now. We're going to see heroin overdoses and things of that nature. And this is hopefully just a proactive measure in trying to keep that from happening.
According to Bivens, the partnership will give his department a major boost in its drug investigations.
When we do try to do narcotics investigations set on a residence or something, it seems like we always get called off. What this will allow us to do, it will allow us to sign an investigator to work narcotics and only narcotics. And
another benefit to the agreement with FADE, the Lewis Sheriff's Department will be able to work across county lines.
We will also be working with investigators from other counties. I think a lot of our drug problems coming from southern Ohio, and these folks know that our boundaries ended at the Lewis-Greenup County line, of course, if you're going toward southern Ohio, but that's not the case anymore. We'll be able to extend our boundaries into Greenup and Carter County as well.
Sheriff Bivens thinks the partnership with FADE is a monumental step for his office in stopping the area's rising drug problem and loss of young people to illegal narcotics.
If you listen to 9 out of 10 politicians talk, all they want to talk about is infrastructure, roads, bridges. I think it's time we need to focus on talking about drugs. I said once that we've lost a generation of our youth that's no longer employable due to addiction. I think it's safe to say now we've probably lost 2 generations. And we can talk about road and bridges, and I'm sure that's important. It's important to me, but it's not near as important as the drugs and what it's done to our youth.
The FADE Task Force is funded by its partners, grants, and proceeds from civil forfeitures. Bivens says having access to all the agency's various resources will make an immediate impact on the drug problem in Lewis County.
The reason that I think that, obviously, the buy money, that is something with a limited budget that you struggle with because the price of pills and oxycodone 30 milligrams now selling $50 on the street. Being a member of the FADE, they will be supplying the buy money. We pay 90% of the salary. They pay 10% plus all the buy money comes from that office. So that's a burden that we don't have to worry about.
Bivens says he plans to assign an officer to work with FADE on drug investigations very soon. Reporting for Morehead State Public Radio News, I'm Zachary Sinviski.